Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being interested in how to experience more happiness. Let me tell you something. This show, I'm shot out of a cannon because I just finished a week. You know, after our show last week, talking about stories, the stories and how not to believe the stories. Well, who knew that later that evening, same day, last Sunday, later that evening, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, there was a lot of rain where I live, lots of rain, and of course there I have a running creek in the backyard, and the creek turned into a huge river, and how beautiful that is. And then the snow started falling. Gorgeous, gorgeous snow. And the snow kept falling. Before I go on, let me introduce myself to the new listeners. I am the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. I'm claiming it. The world's only happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means that I practice in every moment, and I am rooted in every moment, peace, trust, satisfaction, contentment, balance, relaxation, all of those things that I just listed. That is what I practice. How to remain in that state. You know the difference between feeling anxious and feeling peaceful. You know the difference between feeling angry and feeling peaceful. So what I practice, and happiness is a practice, my dear audience. By the way, I'm coming to you live from my cell phone because the power is still out with the landline. So I don't know how clear this is going to sound, and it doesn't even matter. Just letting you know, technical difficulties. So rooted in peace, practicing peace in every moment, in fact, prioritizing peace, making a commitment to prioritize peace. And in my world, peace is the same as happiness. My definition of happiness is how to remain peaceful in the middle of a storm, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. How to remain peaceful. So let me just throw that out right off the bat. I don't know how the signal is going to sound coming from the cell phone, but that's the only way I can communicate. And there is no way I wasn't going to do a show this week. It doesn't matter that I don't, that some of the power is still out. Oh. You know, I've talked about the blame game, and let me just say this. There is a blame game that the majority plays, and that is saying that, or believing that, not saying it, but believing that it is the circumstances that we experience that determine whether or not we feel happy or whether or not we feel people. It's the relationships we do or do not have determine whether or not we feel peaceful. And I'm here to tell you that it's none of those things. There is nothing external that happens, including experiencing the worst snowstorm in over 100 years in the county that I live in Oregon. The worst snowstorm in over 100 years. I remember talking to people that have been born and raised in this community. They said the worst that they've ever experienced was when the snow got 6 inches. I laugh at that, 6 inches. And coming from California, the snow is beautiful. The snow is beautiful, but who knew that snow could cause so much damage? I didn't know that the snow is so heavy. There are thousands and thousands of trees that fell down, even in my own backyard. Trees were tumbling. I can look outside and there's at least 10 to 15 trees that I can see that it were just uprooted and toppled over, including there's this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tree that I put my name on it. You know, I put my name on this tree. It's a tree with these wild, wild branches. There's probably, I don't know, there were about 20 really wild branches, and it spread out so wide that it covered the whole picture window from the living room. What? And I said, oh, those branches, that represents my curly hair. Well, the tree is gone now. My tree with all the branches. And who knew that snow could drop trees? I had no clue. That tree is gone, and what's left is the trunk of the tree. Maybe it's about, 20 feet tall with absolutely no branches. You know that tree was there for, at least 100 years. I don't know the life of trees, but it looks like it had been there forever, and it's gone. I digress. Being the world's only happiness specialist, one of the things I talk about walking it. You know, anybody can talk about spirituality, and there are really good teachers out there teaching spirituality and what to practice. But I'm telling you, what you practice on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment, will determine how you respond, how you feel, what you vibrate, what your energy is in any single moment. And the more you practice, the more it becomes who you are. So let's talk about the worst disaster when disaster hits home. And this disaster hit my home. So it's Sunday night. What is that? February the 24th, around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And I remember it because that was the evening that the Oscars came on. And where I wasn't going to watch the entire show, I've never even seen any of the movies, but I'd like to watch some of it and see who wins and look at the fashion. Yeah, okay, I'm like that. Yes, see with fashion. But, you know, I was going back and forth between that and Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank, even though the repeats and Impractical Jokers. Oh my gosh, Impractical Jokers! If you haven't seen that show, I think it's funny, and it's and every time I watch it, I'm laughing out loud. Okay, let's get back to the story. So the snowstorm hits, and it starts off with the television turning off. Now, it's snowing, and it's snowing really heavy. I'm out there taking videos of the snow. Oh, it's so beautiful, beautiful. Oh, look at how beautiful. And before I know it, it just keeps going and going. And the signal, you know, on the DirecTV, the signal goes out. So I put on my boots, and I march up the hill, and I go to the top of the house from the side of the hill, and I brush off the snow. And I go back inside, and sure enough, there's the signal again. And then 20 minutes later, the signal goes bad. I march up the hill again, go to the dish. Now I have a great idea. I'm so, what a city girl. I get my umbrella and I cover the DirecTV satellite dish. I cover it, go back in, no problem. Now it starts, the signal starts going out every 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And I go back outside and there is no way I can walk on the top of that hill because it's very slippery. It's very dangerous. So I say, screw it. I'm back in the house. Okay, whatever. I'll do some writing. I'll read and wait the storm out. Now, mind you, where I live, I've had snow before, and the snow, very light, it comes, and that afternoon it's gone, or it snows, and the next day it's melted. But this particular time, and I've never been in a snowstorm before, and this particular time, it did not stop. Then, maybe an hour or two later, all the power goes out. The lights are out. There's no electricity. I can't light the stove. The stove goes out. The hot water goes out. And the temperature starts to drop in the house. Now, I keep it pretty cool anyway, 68. But now the temperature's dropping, and it's getting later. Maybe I don't remember exactly, but 8 or 9 in the evening. And remember, it started around 3 or 4, 8 or 9 in the evening. And I said, okay. Oh, and by the way, I hear this loud noise from my neighbor that's down the road. Loud noise. Well, he has a generator. Smart guy. He has a generator, so his generator is going. And I go to sleep knowing that there's no power. I put on an extra blanket, no problem. I'll wait it out. Well, the next morning, there's still no power. And the temperature in the house is dropping even more. I don't have internet, and I do not have the ability to call out. My phone is dead. The house line is dead. The cell phone, there's no service. There is no internet. And I look outside, and the snow is higher and higher. And all the while, all evening, all through the night, I heard this. It felt like lightning hit, this crackling, huge, loud noises, crackling and crashing. And trees falling, huge, huge trees. Now, I'm not one to get frightened, but it was very unsettling to hear all of these trees, and I mean, the house that I'm living in is surrounded by trees. And now I'm thinking, okay, what if a tree hits the house? What if, you know, all these what ifs? And then my mind is racing. My mind is just racing. And who knows how late I stayed up, but I was up. Also, the cell phone, the power in my cell phone was going on almost empty, you know, low battery. The next morning I look out and it's still snowing. My dear audience, it's still snowing. And I remember, I don't know why I should remember before, but I remember thinking that, oh, I could charge my phone with the car. So I go to the house, I go to the garage. Now this is 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm up. 2 o'clock in the morning, I go to the garage, and I'm sitting in the car, and I have to open the garage door, or else, I mean, I would be ending it all, right? But I have a radio show to do the next Sunday. I would be ending it all. So I crack open the garage door. Mind you, it's 2:30, 2 o'clock at night, pitch black. If you listen to the show, you know I'm afraid of the dark in the forest. There's no street lights here. Animals are out. Who knows? But I'm sitting in the car. I turn the heater on. I charge up my phone. And the only thing that keeps me, well, I'm going to scratch that, but one of the things that kept me, okay, I can wait this out. I start playing my little games on my phone. I like to play Sudoku. I like to play dominoes. There's a few games, so I'm playing the game on the phone. I'm going to wait until daylight. Sun comes, well, the sun doesn't come up, but now it's daytime, and it's still snowing. And it seems like it's not going to let up. So I keep myself busy, and I write a note. I actually wrote this out. I make a list of, it says February the 24th through the 25th, 2019 snowstorm. And the title of this list is, What is the Worst? So I started listing all of the things that I thought were, and I'm in the middle of it now, I'm in the middle of the storm, what I thought were the worst that is happening. What are the worst circumstances that I'm experiencing now? And the first, and I'm just going to read them because this is in the moment. This was the next day on Monday. Food in the refrigerator going bad. That's right. The refrigerator, the food in the refrigerator is going bad. Now, I could always buy more food, but in the freezer there were fish that my son and I caught during the summer, and we I froze them, and that really had a little effect on me that I froze that those fish that we caught were going to be ruined because the refrigerator wasn't working. So that was number one on my list. Food in the refrigerator going bad because I have fish from the fishing trip that Nathan and I went on. Whatever. Nathan and I caught fish anything else could go bad, but there was some kind of attachment to those fish that we personally caught. Number two, now remember, this list is what's the worst. Number two, being inconvenienced. Yes, I felt inconvenienced. That bothered me. Number three, not being able to leave. Now, the snow got so high, I don't have snow chains for my car, and I couldn't, I actually witnessed the neighbor. I think it was either Sunday night before it got dark, the neighbor's daughter trying to leave. And I saw, and the snow was just light at that time. And I saw her with, in her car, and the wheels were spinning, and that was just a little bit of snow. And it had already grown, I don't know, a foot of snow at least. I knew I couldn't leave because I didn't have chains, and I would be stuck in the snow. Plus, I have a huge, 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 huge front yard. There's no way I could have made it to the road. And if I made it to the road, it wasn't clear. So that's my number three, not being able to leave. Number four, no hot water. Number five, no electricity. Six, no gas, no heater. Seven, no stove. Number eight, no internet. This is how I'm writing. No internet. Number nine, my tree is broken. Now, this was before there were only a few branches that had fallen. This was before the day after that the whole tree fell down, that the whole, all of the branches fell down. It just looks like a stick sticking out of the dirt right now. It's just a trunk. A tall trunk sticking out of the dirt. There are absolutely no branches on that tree. Oh, here we go. Day two update. My tree has been destroyed. There's only a trunk. All the branches have broken off. Number 10, not being able to receive or make phone calls on my cell phone or my house phone. Now, here we go. Listen to this, my dear audience. Listen to this. My son, my only son, again, the power went out Sunday night. My only son was having surgery the next day on Monday. Now, he's in New York, and I'm in Oregon. he doesn't know. Well, I've told him that my power was dying on Sunday night. I told him my cell phone power was going. But he had no idea that I didn't have any power. I couldn't leave the house. I was stuck in that house with no cell phone. When I say no cell phone, I had no ability. I could not call out. There was no service on the phone. So I have a son who had surgery on Monday. It was what do they call that? You know, when you have surgery and then you're able to go home the next day. So it wasn't a life-threatening surgery. It was actually hernia surgery, but I had no way to call him or contact him. Okay, that's as we say in the business, that's huge. Here we go. This is my other one. Not being able to watch TV while waiting this shit out. That's what I wrote. When I went outside in the evening, there were a lot of small trees in the yard that were bowed over, and it looked like they were going to break. So I went out and in my little boots, and this is the only thing I could do, I shook the snow off of the limbs, or else those trees, the small trees in the front yard, you know, they're plum trees, they're decorative trees, they would have broken. So there was one tree, and I was shaking it. I had a stick, and I was shaking the snow off, and I was a little too aggressive, and I snapped the top of that small tree. I have to say that I felt bad about that. I did. I felt there was a shift. I felt, oh, my goodness, I destroyed this tree. I mean, I didn't have to shake it that hard. I felt bad about that tree. There were trees that were continuing to break and fall all night. Every 2 hours. Now the temperature in the house is dropping. Now this is Monday. I spent the whole day in the house. Temperature is dropping. It got down to 55. And before the evening, the temperature got all the way down to 48 degrees in the house. Now, what I did was on that Monday to keep myself busy, I was going to save that fish. So I got all of the food out of the freezer, the fish that we caught, and I put them in the kitchen sinks, and then I have a service sink. So all in the kombucha and the aloe vera juice and the eggs and the spinach and lettuce, the all of the food, salmon burgers. I gathered snow from outside and I put it on top of all of the food in three different sinks. So I was quote unquote saving. Now, in between all of it, I'm going to have to say that one of the things that I know, this is for my life, for your life, whenever we experience a quote-unquote storm, and this is literally a storm, know that it is always going to end. Nothing is going to stay the same. I don't care if the storm lasts for 30 years. You know, Nelson Mandela, how long was he in prison? Was it 30 years? That is his, I'm doing air quotes now, his quote-unquote storm, or at least I'm looking from the outside looking in, looking at. I mean, if I'm in jail for 30 years, I'm gonna label that a storm. So know that all storms, number one, all storms have a beginning and an ending. I don't care what it is with relationships, with health, they have a beginning and an ending. So I knew this was going to end. I didn't know when. That day on Monday when I spent the whole day in the house other than going outside and trying to save some of the small trees around the house, I knew that the next day I was going to be out of there. I didn't care if I had to walk miles because, number one, I wanted to at least get in contact with my son, not to see how he was doing, because I totally trusted and I knew he was fine. I knew he was fine because one of the things that I practice on a daily basis is trusting, and I do not worry. I don't worry anything. So I knew he was fine, but I did want him to know that I was okay. Now, when I talk, when talking on the show and having the show, you know, I told you and shared with you what are the things that add to happiness and what are the behaviors that subtract from happiness. Now, the behaviors that add to happiness, and when I say happiness, I'm using the same word as peace. Also, if you want to call in and talk to me, hopefully I can do this. The number to call in is 646-564-9619. Again, the number 646-564-9619. The behaviors that I practice, that I've been practicing for decades, that add to happiness or add to peace are as follows. Making happiness your number one priority. Making a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. Humbling the ego. Being yourself. Acceptance. Practicing acceptance. Living consciously. Okay with uncertainty. Allowing. Trusting. Letting go. Choosing your perspective. Choosing your focus. Staying out of everybody else's business. Practicing behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating behaviors that subtract from happiness in every waking moment. So isn't that interesting how some of these practices, making happiness, the same thing as making peace a number one priority. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment, I had to do that. Humbling the ego. You know that list that I just read to you? That list I just read to you? Refueling in the refrigerator, being inconvenienced, not being able to leave, no hot water, no electricity, the house is 48 degrees. Guess what? Guess who wrote that list? Guess who wrote that list out? My ego wrote that list. That is a list that is all created by the ego. That's not a universal list. Because a universal list, all it has is trust, surrender, acceptance, letting go, choosing my perspective and choosing my focus, and surrendering. This list that I wrote out was all ego-based. I thought that was fascinating because as soon as I finished it, as soon as my ego finished it, it actually gave me something to do other than playing games. As soon as my ego finished it, I knew right away that this is all ego-based. The food in the refrigerator is going to go bad. Me, I'm inconvenienced. I can't leave. I don't have hot water. What? The worst comes to worst, I can walk my frozen ass out far, far onto the road and find somebody that's going to take me to a hotel, right? The next day on Tuesday, I knew on Monday, I said, okay, I can't stay here anymore. It's too cold. I can't. I've done my time. Been in and out of the car, charging the phone. Tuesday morning, as soon as it got light, I found my ski clothes. I used to go skiing. My ski pants, my boots, my gloves. I was ready, and I made a video. I said, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I cannot stay in this house another day. It was, now I'm in survival mode, real life survival mode. Now this is another factor that came into play. My neighbor, who is the closest neighbor I have, had a generator. And I don't know if you listened to the show, but last year, when I first moved in, I was 18 or 17. Anyway, we had a disagreement, and the guy came over and really cursed me out. I mean, he called me a bitch. He called me all kinds of names. And
talk to him. I wave. I saw him out there shoveling snow. I'm waving. He's an older guy. I wave. He's got a generator. And not one time did he ever offer for me to come to his house. Because I told him, I said, I don't have power. I don't have heat. Not one particular time. And you, let me tell you all the thoughts that came into my head about that situation. Well, the thoughts from the ego, generated by the ego. Because this man goes, and his wife go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday he's in church. I felt like my ego said, I'm going to go to his church and let everybody know that he didn't even offer me. I could have been frozen. He knew I didn't have heat. I mean, my ego was wild. My ego was on fleek. My ego was on fire with all the thoughts. My ego went crazy, went on a rampage with all of the thoughts while I was experiencing this snowstorm, the inability, all the things on the list. My ego was fire, focusing on everything that was wrong. And on Tuesday morning, I woke up, and there the ego starts again. Oh, it only stopped because I was sleeping. The ego started again. And I had been, talk about a snowstorm. It was an ego storm. And I was tired of all the negative comments, of all the disaster talk, of all the focusing on what's wrong. I was exhausted, and I confronted my ego, and I said, hey, ego, you can sit down now. I'm done. I'm done with the voice. I said, do you have anything else to say? Because I'm about to lower your volume all the way down. You're about to disappear. And when I called out the ego like that, it has never happened before, but when I confronted the ego and called out the ego and said, you know what, you're done. You had Sunday night, you had Sunday morning, you had all day Monday, you had all Monday night, because I didn't sleep very long. I was, you know, piled up about 5 blankets. I did not sleep long, you know, maybe 3-4 hours at a time before I had to get up and go to the car and warm up and thaw out again. So it had been almost 2 whole days, 48 hours of this constant chatter, this constant talk, negative talk, all woe is me, focus, bad, disaster. None of the practices of surrendering, letting go, trusting, allowing, humbling the ego, none of that. No, it was, I was consumed with what the ego wanted me to focus on. And when I called it out and I said, all right, ego, you're done. Your job is over. You've had your run. You've had 2 days of this crap. You've had 2 days of this shit. I'm done, ego. It was a Tuesday morning. Guess what happened? Guess how the ego responded. My ego responded. It disappeared. I couldn't get a negative thought in my head if I tried. It disappeared. The voices, the voice stopped. The negative thinking stopped. The focus on what was wrong stopped. The what am I going to do stopped. And I went into, I'm going to do whatever I'm inspired to do. And it was Tuesday morning, probably 9 o'clock, 9:30, when it warmed up a little bit, did I start my little journey walking out of that area, walking out from the house, going, just walking. And I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked. And magically, I'm not going to say magically, but magically, there was a woman in a truck. She was waiting for her friend. It was still in the community. where I'm living. She was waiting for a friend, and I walked by the truck, and the truck was running. One of those big, big, big trucks, you know, those big tires. The truck was running, and I waved, and she rolled down her window, and I said, I don't know if I asked for a ride, but she saw me walking. She says, you want a ride? And I said, yes. And she says, well, we're going into town. They needed to get a prescription, and they, you know, had one of those trucks. They could drive through anything. So I said, yes. I sat in the back of their truck. Sure enough, cell phone service came on as we're driving away from the remote area. Called my son, let him know. This was Tuesday now. Let him know that I was okay. Called my soulmate, let him know that I was okay. And as I called, I was overwhelmed with emotion. You know, I'm crying. I'm okay. I don't have service in the phone. I don't have access to electricity. I don't know how long this is going to last. But on that day, on Tuesday, I made a decision. I said, I've got to stay at a hotel. There's no way I can wait it out. They didn't know when the power was going to come on. And that's what I did. The lady that was not driving the truck, but the lady that was with her, she offered to, I mean, it just the kindness started just flowing. She offered to take me to the hotel that I found, you know, there was room. And listen to this, if I had waited any longer, all of the hotels, motels were book solid. There were tons of people staying at hotels because of the power outage. And I'm talking about people that were in really, really bad shape. So I got my room on Tuesday night. Did I go in on Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday, Thursday. I stayed two nights. It was Wednesday. Wednesday, my dear audience. Anyway, it doesn't even matter. I stayed two nights in the hotel, and then on Friday, and then the power came back on Friday. And so I came back to the house on Friday, and it's a big cleanup job. The moral of the story is, if there's a moral of the story, is that disasters hit life. And it depends on what you practice. Everything is going to work out. Everything is going to, you know, whatever disaster you're experiencing, know that it's going to end. And I have to say that with all, listen, this is, I have to share this because this really brought a tear to my, this warmed me up. My son made a video. And this is before, this is, remember, after 2 days. Now, you know that if your only son is having surgery, that the mom is going to call either that evening or, of course the mother calls. And I didn't call for 2 days. And he didn't know where I was or what was happening. So he made a video, and he says, this is what he said. He says, Mom, he says, I don't know if you're dead or alive. He said, but I do know that I have no regrets because I love you. I've been kind to you. I would like to have more time with you if that's possible. And I missed you, but I don't have any regrets. Now, if you're a parent out there, I don't even have to say anything. There are no words. That was one of the biggest gifts that came out of this. And that's my story. There was so much kindness from strangers. The lady that offered to drive me to the hotel, and she even said, hey, if you need anything, you want to go grocery shopping, you want to go out, just let me know. She actually picked me up on Friday and brought me back to the house. Letting go, trusting, and riding out the storm, riding everything out with trust, with acceptance,
with surrendering, with knowing that everything is in order, practicing these behaviors, practicing so much that they just kick into auto drive when disaster really hits. And that's my story. Trees are down. Oh, I forgot. Oh, listen to this. So my tree, with all of the big branches that represented my hair, I'm looking out of the tree, and it's just a tree stub, just a tall trunk, tree trunk stuck in the dirt, no branches. It's been stripped of branches. It's all gone. They all fell to the floor. And listen to this. I'm looking at that tree because I that's my tree. And the universe said, "You see all those branches? Doesn't that tree feel lighter to you? Doesn't that tree feel lighter? Look at it. It's got no branches to hold up. Yeah, that tree still represents you. And after this particular circumstance and event, you are lighter." There was a wall of trees, and they toppled down, and now the wall of trees, there's a lot of space between that, a lot of space, a lot of whiteness, a lot. I can see the sky through parts of it. Before, I couldn't. It was just a wall of trees. So looking at that tree that used to be me with all the branches, now it's just a tree trunk, the universe said, "Don't trust your eyes to see beauty. That was you then with all the branches. This is you now with no branches. And now you're lighter." Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday, even from a cell phone, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Go on YouTube and search. I have a few videos on YouTube. You can search Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. My book, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com or Lulu.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, and there's going to be a chapter on this, will be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, the practice of acceptance, regardless of what happens, the practice of being okay with uncertainty, the practice of trusting that's going to eliminate all worry, the practice of humbling the ego, the practice of letting go, allowing, all of those practices will bring more peace, more contentment, more happiness in your own life. It is what you practice. Happiness is a practice skill. You know what else I forgot to say? That when I came home on Friday, I still couldn't move my car. I still couldn't get the car out. So I had neighbors, the lady that brought me back and forth from a hotel, another gentleman came with shovels. I had two youngsters shoveling snow off the front yard. Virtual strangers helping me shovel snow so I can get my car out. I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Love is patient and love is kind. Be kind to yourself. Everything that happens, whatever you are experiencing, there is a lesson. There is growth. You are experiencing whatever it is because you are going to grow from it. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You can listen to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Woo-hoo! Thank you, universe, for this experience.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Good now.
Get real.